The word church literally means the group of people who are called by God. The called out, ecclesia, called by God. Christianity is based on God's word, and God's word says the church is the called out. In other words, church is an event. It isn't a program. It isn't a building. If I ask most people, what do you think a church is? They think of a building. Or they think of it's something you go to. I'm going to church. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. It is not an event, and it's not a location. Church is a relationship.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? This will be part one of a message called You Are Called to Belong, taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and He has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word daily to 313131. That's daily to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
You've been called to belong. To belong to God's church, which is going to go on and on forever in eternity. Now, the Bible says this, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. God is the one who made all things, and all things are for His glory. He wanted to have many children share in His glory. God created the entire universe because He wanted a family. And God doesn't want His children to be orphans. He doesn't want His children to be street kids. He puts them in the family, and that family is called the church. Now, I want you to write this down. The second purpose of my life is that God formed me for His family. God formed me for His family. If God hadn't wanted a family, you wouldn't exist. But God made you because He loves you, and He wants you to love Him back, and He wants you to be a part of His family. You were formed for God's family. This has been His plan from the very beginning of time. Ephesians 1 says this, His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. So the first purpose of God for my life is that I am beloved by Him. But the second purpose of my life is that I belong to Him and that I belong to His family. Now, God's family, write this down, is called the church. That's what God calls His family. He calls His family the church of God, the church of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 3 says this, I am writing to you so that you will know how to live in the family of God. Paul is writing to Timothy. He says, I want you guys to know how to live in the family of God. That family is the church. Circle that. That family is the church. That family is the church of the living God, the support and foundation of the truth. So, God formed me for His family. His family is called the church. And the third thing I want you to get is that I'm called to belong to that family. I'm called to belong to His church. And the Bible says this in Ephesians 2:19. So now you are no longer visitors or strangers. Now you are citizens together with God's holy people. And you belong to God's family. Just underline that. Start, circle it. You belong to God's family. That is the second calling or purpose or reason or mission of your life. First, to know God who loves you dearly. But second is to be a part of his family. And that family is called the church. Romans 1:6 says, you are among those who have been called to belong to Jesus Christ. Called to belong. That's what we're looking at this weekend. You are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Now, the word for church in the Bible is the Greek word ekklesia. It comes from the word kaleo, which means called. We talked about five callings on your life. Ekklesia means you're called out. So the word church literally means the group of people who are called by God. The called out, ekklesia, called by God. Christianity is based on God's word, and God's word says the church is the called out. In other words, church is an event. It isn't a program. It isn't a building. If I ask most people, what do you think a church is? They think of a building. Or they think of it's something you go to. I'm going to church. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. It is not an event, and it's not a location. Church is a relationship.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions. And now, Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times bestselling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Church is an event. It isn't a program. It isn't a building. If I ask most people, what do you think a church is? They think of a building. Or they think of it's something you go to. I'm going to church. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. It is not an event, and it's not a location. Church is a relationship. Now, we worship here. We have a place here. But this is not, the church is the people of God. It's our relationship. What I want to do is share with you the five benefits of belonging, because God designed his family, the church, to meet your five deepest needs. In fact, the church is the only thing that can meet your five deepest needs. In the Bible, the church is often referred to by a different metaphor. The church is called a family. The church is called a temple. The church is called a body. The church is called a flock, and the church is called a garden. Each one of these have profound implications for your life. And if you understand the five meanings of these five metaphors, you will understand how the church was designed, God's family was designed to meet your deepest needs in life. Now let's get into this. The first metaphor that the Bible describes the church as is one we all are familiar with, and it is this: a family. It is a family. And in a healthy family, one of the benefits of a healthy family is you're taught who you are. You learn your identity. So the first thing I want you to write down is that in God's family, the first benefit is I learn my true identity. You're not going to learn it from the world. You're not going to learn it from your parents. You're not going to learn it from your peers or anybody else. Your true identity is found in relationship to God's family. Now, we're all concerned about our identity. In fact, we do this by the kind of clothes we wear. Have you noticed that people like to wear clothes that have brands on them or have logos on them? Why do we do that? Why do we wear branded clothing? You're actually paying a company to be their advertisement when you wear a brand. I mean, shouldn't they be paying you? You're like a walking advertisement for the brand, so why don't they pay you to wear the, you know, Tommy Hilfiger or, you know, whoever you are? You know, today we've got all of these brands that make you cool, you know, Ruka and Vans and my favorite, Forever 21. I'm a spokesperson. Actually, I'm going to start a new brand, Forever 39. When any of you buy my clothes, it was Forever 39. Yeah, all right, Forever 39. And why do we have stuff with logos on it? I mean, what I've got here is I've got my Starbucks cup, which means I'm cool, okay? And then, of course, Apple is cool, so I have my Apple iPod, I have my Apple iPhone, and I have my Apple iPad. Now, to be honest with you, when I get on a plane and fly across the Atlantic, none of Apple's products have long enough batteries. So I go back to my trusty laptop, which has a 14-hour battery, but my young staff were so embarrassed that I didn't have total Apple, you know, MacBook or AirBook, whatever. They put an Apple logo on my laptop. So now I can be cool and have a 14-hour battery. Now, the most important thing, of course, with Super Bowl weekend, I'm going to wear my 49er ring, all right? All right, my Super Bowl ring. I told you last week that my brother, of course, was a 49er for 10 years during the Joe Montana dynasty, and when he died, he left 4 Super Bowl rings from 4 Super Bowls. I was going to bring all 4 of them, but I just thought that we didn't have enough insurance in this church to have them all here on stage. And later, if you want to kiss my ring, I will let you do that. We think that this kind of stuff's going to make us have identity, that we find our identity in the clothes we wear, the brands we use, and the kind of logos that we attach ourselves to. But the truth is, most of your identity comes from your relationships, for good or bad. And if you have good relationships, you have a good identity. If you have bad relationships, your identity is much more difficult. See, I am a grandson, I'm a son, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a grandfather, I'm a team member, I'm a small group member, I'm a pastor, I'm an employer. All of these are relationships that define whom I am. You know who you are in relationship to other people. Now, what that means is if my connections or my relationships get broken, or my connections or relationships are poor, then I have a hard time knowing who I really am. Anybody who's gone through a divorce knows after the divorce, you go, now who am I? Because your relationship was tied to that person. Or somebody who's been married to someone for a long time and that loved one, that spouse dies. It's very common, very natural and normal for people to go, now, who am I? What's my place? What's my role? Or if you get laid off and your identity has been tied to your work, you're going, who am I? What's my identity? And so our identity is actually tied to our relationships. Now, the problem with this is a lot of us don't have very good relationships growing up. And some of you would say, you know, Rick, my family was dysfunctional. My family was broken. My family was really non-existent. So how do I know who I am? Well, here's the good news. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. You are members of God's very own family, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. Now, it doesn't matter what other families you've had. Your most important family is God's family. Why? Because that's the permanent one. It's going to last. It's going to last forever. Actually, your physical family was just the channel to get you into God's family. God used your parents, whether they were good parents, bad parents, or indifferent parents, or maybe you never even knew them. He used them to bring you into the world, but his real goal was not to keep you in that family, but to put you into his family. You see, I hate to say this to you, it may be a shock to you, but your spiritual family is actually more important than your physical family, because no physical family lasts. People grow up, they move away, people get divorced, people die. No physical family lasts. We know that. But your spiritual family is going to last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So it's actually more important. In fact, the Bible says God created the entire universe for his spiritual family, the church. When you get your identity from that, then you get a long-term identity. See, the problem is we go out trying to look for identity in things that aren't going to last. And the world judges your identity on all the external stuff, not the internal. The world says to you, you're short, you have black hair, you are of Asian descent, or European, or African American, or Latin America, or whatever. You have this kind of thing, and you are. This is your political party, and this is your job, and you are an American. And those are all interesting identifiers, but none of them are going to last. Yes, I am an American, but there's something more important than that. I'm a member of the family of God. America isn't going to last. No kingdom lasts 1,000 years, or 2,000 years, or 10,000 years. Where's the Hittite Empire? Where's the Assyrian Empire? They don't last. So if you want your identity to last, you put it into something that's never going to change. And the Bible says God's family, the church, is going to go on for all of eternity because it's why God made the universe. What matters most is your spiritual identity. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 says this, Jesus and the people he makes holy all belong to the same family. So this is why he, Jesus, isn't ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. Did you know that Jesus calls you his sister? That Jesus calls you his brother? That's a pretty amazing thing. And it says, he isn't ashamed to call you his brother or sister. Have you ever had a brother or sister you were ashamed of? Don't answer. You may have. But Jesus isn't ashamed to call you his brother or sister, no matter how messed up your life is. Why? Because you're in the family. You see, this is one of the great things about being in the family of God, is that your sin doesn't define you anymore. Yes, you sin, but it's not your defining characteristic. Your identity is not your sin. Does that make sense? That's why Jesus is not ashamed of you to call you a brother or sister, because once you're in the family, you're in the family. You may be a little weird, but you're in the family. And you may have some sin in your life, but you're in the family. And brothers stick up for brothers and sisters. And the Bible says Jesus is not ashamed of you. By belonging to God's family, you will learn your true identity. The identity that was kept hidden from you by the world, because the world doesn't want you to know what God made you to be. Now, a lot of families, to advertise their identity, they have a symbol or they have a family crest. Scottish families have a plaid that defines their families. And a lot of groups will have some kind of mark. I mean, gangs will often get a similar tattoo. So when you have a certain tattoo, then you know you're part of that gang. Do you know what is the mark, the symbol of being in God's family? Do you know what it is? It's baptism. Being baptized is the public symbol that says, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a part of the family. I'm advertising it to the world. I don't understand it all, but I'm in. If you haven't been baptized, you need to be baptized. That's the symbol that says, I'm in the family. It's your public proclamation, and you need to be baptized. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 2. Those who believed what Peter had said were baptized and added to the church. About 3,000 people that day. It was the day of Pentecost. So you believe, then you get baptized, then you get added to the church. Now that's the first metaphor. I'm in a family, and my family helps me understand my true identity. That's why a lot of people go back and trace their genealogies to discover their true identity. Now, there's a second metaphor that God uses to describe the church, and he says the church is like a temple. It's like a temple. In other words, it's like a building that is erected for God's glory. It's a building where God's presence shows up, where God is loved, where God is honored and worshiped, a temple. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 here on the screen, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and his spirit lives in you? He's talking to the church. You know, I remember when we have been building buildings here on the Lake Forest campus over many years, and as each one of them is built, I'll walk through them as they're getting built, and I'll see all of the carpenters and the construction workers building all the things, and I've noticed that it takes thousands of different pieces to build a building, but the most important thing is that the pieces have to fit together. If you have a beam that's a half an inch short, it doesn't hold up the roof. And if you have a pipe that's 1 inch too long, it doesn't make a connection. And if you don't make the connections, then you don't have a building. A building cannot stand on its own power unless it has connections, unless the things fit together. I've also noticed that when you go through a construction site, there's always a lot of other stuff laying around on the ground, spare parts. There's spare pieces of wood that haven't been used or spare pieces of pipe. And what I've noticed is that you can be a piece of wood in a building but not necessarily belong to the building. You don't belong to the building until you're connected to it. Now, why did God choose a temple as one of the illustrations of what it's like to be in his family, in the church? Because in a building, all of the connected parts support each other. Now, this is the second benefit that you get in being a part of the family of God. In God's temple, I'm supported by others. I'm not out there on my own. I'm not a lone ranger. I'm not there by myself.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Now, Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought, but right before that, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident, and that you are alive because God wanted to create you, and he has a purpose for your life. Now, Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Because of this, he wants us to send you the newly expanded version of his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. What on earth am I here for? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. I will send you the hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. That's DAILY to 313131. Oh, and while you're at the website, be sure and sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email. Click on his social media links and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. And again, that's at rickwarren.org. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
One of the most amazing truths that's taught in Scripture is this. The Creator of the universe wants to meet with you personally tomorrow morning. You don't even have to get dressed up. You can be in your PJs. You don't even have to leave your home, but you do have to make an appointment. That means you have to set aside time to get up early to spend time with God before you start your day. Now, you know how you do that? It means you plan it the night before. You've got to decide what's more important to you, another 30 minutes of late night TV or time alone with God every morning. Which is going to help you more tomorrow? Tonight's television or tomorrow's quiet time with God? Well, there's no doubt about that. God is waiting, he is willing, and he is wanting you to spend time with him. So do that with him. Thanks for listening. And let me hear from you. Write to me, rick@rickwarren.org. Let me know what's going on in your life. If you can drop in a little gift to help us expand this ministry, we'd appreciate that. But be sure and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.